Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. With the prospects dim for an Iran nuclear agreement on the original June 30th deadline, U.S. officials launched a new round of talks Monday with a chief nuclear regulator. Secretary of State John Kerry led a delegation in Vienna that met with Yukiya Amano, the director general of the International Atomic Energy Agency. When asked if he expected Iran nuclear negotiators to reach an agreement, Kerry said, "We will see." Notably absent Monday was Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. He flew back to Tehran late Sunday, but is expected to return to Vienna Tuesday. Reports from Iranian state media say his trip home had been planned in advance. Kerry and Zarif met several times on Sunday. Kerry met with other officials, including British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and Germany's Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier. Burundi is going ahead with parliamentary elections Monday, despite an opposition boycott and criticism from the United Nations and African Union, questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. There is a heavy security presence across the capital, Bujumbura, but gunfire and at least one grenade explosion could be heard in the city. No injuries were reported. Voting, however, was described as slow, with just a few people seen at the polls. The African Union expressed concern about what the African Union chief expressed concern about what she called the serious political and security situation in Burundi. AU observers are not participating in Monday's elections. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term in office triggered a failed coup last month and continued criticism from those who say he is violating the two-term limit in the Constitution. This is VOA News.